thousands of federal employees forced to return to in-office work per orders of the Trump administration are finding many of their agencies' workplaces aren't ready for them. Food and Drug Administration workers are the latest to find this out amid the White House's attempts to enforce a return-to-office rule in the wake of firings and buyouts as an effort to streamline the government workforce. Multiple FDA staffers tell the Associated Press they came to the agency's headquarters this week only to deal with long lines to park, clearing security checkpoints, and finding cramped offices not meant to handle the influx of workers. One employee tells the news outlet they experienced chaos and lost work hours after commuting and making their way into the office. Inside, the problems remained. Employees say there are broken desks, missing chairs, lack of office supplies, and locked offices with no keys. Workers also note they brought their own drinking water Monday because bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease was found at several FDA buildings, an issue the General Services Administration has been working to fix since last summer. FDA employees received a memo earlier this month saying the water is safe to drink, but it didn't reveal testing results or corrective actions taken. Similar problems have been reported at multiple agencies from employees returning to in-person work, including the Department of Education and Department of Defense, from lack of Wi-Fi to dark workspaces, disconnected wires, and lack of space. Some of the problems have to do with leasing agreements between the government and contractors expiring, which was happening before Trump took office due to a move to remote work during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some staffers and union officials, however, accuse the Trump administration's return-to-office rule as a cloaked effort to make federal workers uncomfortable and encourage them to quit. Unions also accuse the administration of failing to enter into a negotiating process before initiating the mandate. Some employees have been granted exemptions due to lack of space, and union workers at the VA will have their return-to-office date announced at a later date, the agency announced. The White House has yet to comment on the latest reports, but the president has previously argued remote federal work hurts productivity.